Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. Thanks very much for joining us. Coming up on this edition, we have news on the recent Harvest Festival celebration, plus news on the rock band forming at Manalodge. Our teacher interview is with Mrs. Payne. We have a report on copyright, some film recommendations, a rundown of the most popular gaming consoles, and a comedy script. So let's get started. First of all, with our Year 6s making their first appearance on the podcast.
Hi, my name is Jamie.
And my name is Isabella.
We are both in Year 6. Here are some recommendations for films to watch in 2023, as they are the newest that have come out. We shall start with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. It is about a boy called Miles Morales who realised that he is Spider-Man as he got bitten by a radioactive spider.
Next, Monkey King. It is about a monkey who was born in an egg and has a gift, which is lasers in his eyes, and defeats 100 demons with his mystical, powerful stick.
Mummies. It is about three mummies on a mission to find a famous mummy's precious ring.
Thank you for listening, and that was our choices for what you should watch in 2023.
On the topic of movies, Suriana in Year 4 also wanted to make some suggestions. Here she is.
Hello, I'm Suriana, and today I'm going to tell you about my three most favourite films on Disney and Netflix. I go on Disney and Netflix a lot, so you might like one of my suggestions. Anyway, number one, my favourite movie of all time is Parent Trap. It's about two twins and their divorced parents. Number two, I love the Miraculous movies. There are either three or four of them. Number three, I also like all the Indian movies. There are millions and millions of them. Bye.
Some school news next. Here's Lach and Nate in Year 4 to tell us about the new Manalodge rock band.
Hi, I'm Lach.
And I'm Nate.
And today we are talking about the new rock band and recent updates for the season years.
It has been an exciting new project and they are currently playing Red by Taylor Swift.
Lots of new instruments are involved, such as electric guitar, bass guitar, drums and keys.
We are starting off without vocals, but we will be adding some very soon, so make sure you watch the space.
Our other bands, such as jazz, are also similar to the rock band.
However, the orchestra is entirely different, as it is full of classical instruments.
Mr. Campbell, who is the new electric guitar teacher, is hosting the band.
Here are some facts about rock bands. The most popular rock band of all time is Led Zeppelin.
Wuthering Heights of Kate Bush is one of the most popular rock songs.
Rock bands usually perform 25 to 4 songs in a year.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast and enjoy the rest. If you haven't got an instrument to play, why not try one of these?
And now here's Fiore in Year 4 reporting back on our recent harvest celebrations.
Hi, I'm Fiore, and today I'm going to tell you about the Harvest Festival. This festival is often celebrated in churches, schools, and more. A harvest festival is a time when we can celebrate fruit, vegetables, and other natural foods. For example, banana, carrot, and spaghetti. In Manalodge, we donate the food, and this year we are donating to a food bank in St. Albans called Feed. We are donating because there are some people who don't have as much food as us. So if you can, please donate to a charity or food bank because you're saving lives if you do. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye!
Josh and Otto from Year 4 are here next with a rundown of the most popular gaming consoles.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Otto, and we're going to be introducing you to
some of the most popular video games.
1. Nintendo Wii. It sold about 101.63 million sales.
2. PlayStation. 102.4 million sales.
PlayStation 4 has 117 million sales.
the Game Boy and Game Boy Color, 118.69 million have been sold.
The Nintendo DS has sold about 125 million.
The PlayStation 2 has sold about 155 million.
The Nintendo Switch has sold about 125 million.
The Nintendo Switch OLED has sold about 19.22 million.
The Xbox Series have sold about 21 million.
The Sony PlayStation 5 has sold about 40 million.
Bye.
We seem to have a few budding comedy writers in Podcast Club this term. Taking their turn to try and entertain you this week is Harry, Harley, Luke and George in Year 5.
Hi, I'm Harley.
I'm Harry.
I'm Luke.
And I'm George. And today we are going to tell you about this comedy script.
I'm trying to download this game, George, and it's taking forever. What are you doing? You just smashed my PS5.
Sorry, I was trying to help you.
Luke.
What's going on? And why do I smell cookies? Harley.
What and why do I smell cookies?
Harry.
Yes, I'm here. And why do I smell cookies?
I made cookies to make you feel better. And why do I smell burning?
Fire!
It's fine, I called the police.
You're supposed to call the hospital.
We're supposed to call the teachers, but actually, no.
You're supposed to call the mayor.
You're not a firefighter.
I qualified yesterday.
Carrots are yummy. Hee.
I save us by pouring water on it.
That's gasoline.
Oh no, we're all going to die.
I will use my time magic to save us. Abracadabra, dibby dab do.
What? When's it happening, George? I'm bored.
Just wait, it will be a sec, lunatic.
When's it going to happen? And where are my carrots?
3, 2, 1. Yay, it worked.
I guess it didn't work.
Luke, Harley, your hair is on fire!
Oh dear.
Nice!
Extra nice!
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
My hair is still on fire.
So is mine.
Back to reality now. It's now time for our teacher interview. Here are Nate and Lach in Year 4 putting the questions to 2P's Mrs. Payne.
Hi, I'm Nate.
And I'm Lach.
And today we're going to interview Mrs. Payne.
Hello.
How
long have you been teaching?
I have been teaching a very long time. So I have been teaching about 26 years. Oh, I'm old.
Yes.
Don't say yes, Nate.
What is your favourite thing to do?
As a teacher? Or just as a normal person?
I guess just as a normal person.
As a normal person, because I do love being a teacher. But as a normal person, I love to walk my dog Reggie Pie.
Mm. I like playing sport.
Do you? What do you like to do, Nate?
That is a tricky question. Mm. In my free time, I sometimes read books.
Oh, that's a good one to do as well.
My sister likes books.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started teaching?
I was 23.
So, not that old.
Not that old. I thought you were going to say you're not that old, but I am.
If you weren't a teacher, what would you be?
Oh, Nate, I love aeroplanes, and I really want to work at an airport. I love planes so much. So much. You used to come to my planes, trains and cars, didn't you? And yeah. Then I love planes. So anything to do with planes, I would be there.
What is your favourite year to teach?
I love early years, as you know. Early years is my absolute passion. But I'm just dipping my toe into year two this year and I'm absolutely loving it. So I do love my year two class, but early years will always be my passion, always.
What other schools have you taught?
I have taught at quite a different range of schools. I've taught at some schools in Aylesbury and Oxford and very small little village schools too. So I've been in city schools and little village schools. And this is my first private school that I've taught at.
Hmm.
What would you do in your spare time?
I love watching flight radar, watching the planes come into land at Heathrow. And I love watching Big Jet TV. And I love walking my dog, Reggie Pie, and playing in the river with Evangeline. And just generally pootling about in my garden, looking at the wildlife.
Tell us something unusual about you.
Something unusual. I have double-jointed arms.
Hi.
And when I was a gymnast, when I used to do competitive gymnastics, they used to say to me, your arms are bent, and I used to lose marks for having bent arms, but I didn't, because look, they stick out. They're not bendy, they're just double jointed.
And I remember you in reception, you kept saying that you're still 21.
I am still 21 now, Lax. Isn't that magic that that has happened? I don't think you believe me. Do you, Nate?
How are you 26 and now 21? You can't go down.
Nate, just forget the numbers and listen to the teacher. I'm 21.
I don't think you are.
Oh, come on, boys.
I think you are.
Thanks, Lax. I knew you were always my best friend.
If you had one wish, what would it be?
One wish would be I would love everybody to always try and smile and always to see the good in everybody else.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would you wish for, Lax?
I don't really know.
It's tricky, isn't it?
There should be no poor and rich people. Everyone should just be the same.
That's a really nice wish. What about you, Nate?
Kind of the same with me, but not just of rich and poor, like everything.
Yeah, just everybody's the same.
Yeah, everybody's the same, really.
That's lovely.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
If I had one... Oh, well, I'd like to fly up with the planes. And I'd go and knock on the pilot's window and go, whoo, hello.
I'm really into nature, so... Yeah. I would probably say I would bring all plants and trees back to life.
Oh, that would be such a good... Yeah, I'm with you with that as well, Lach. That's a good one. What about you, Nate? What would your superpower be?
I mean, it could be anything.
Mm, that could be your superpower.
Anything.
I am super anything. You're super anything. You're super nature. I'm super plain.
Yeah.
There are names. We'd be a good squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
definitely.
So.
I think we found our jobs, boys.
Yeah. What five words would you describe yourself?
Silly. Don't nod. I'm hilarious. Nod.
That's true.
I'm kind and thoughtful and what could be my other one? I'm energetic.
Okay.
What's yours?
I don't really know. Silly.
Okay.
Funny.
Yeah.
Kind.
Mm-hmm.
Energetic and sporty.
Nice. Nate, what would you
say?
If I had
to say three, I'd say funny, kind, and... maybe helpful.
Yeah, I would agree with all of those for both of you, having known you a long time now.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to our interview.
Bye.
Thank you, boys. Thanks, Mrs. Payne. And thanks again to everyone for listening. Remember, do tell your friends. Ratings and reviews are gladly received. And hit that subscribe button. The music you heard at the start of the podcast was a piece of music created on GarageBand by Harry, Harley, George and Luke in Year 5. And to close the show, we've got our traditional school song for Manor Lodge. We'll speak to you again next time.